What do you call a musical instrument that's about this long, about this high, and put it up to your mouth and blow on it?
Call it a breath harp.
Okay. And how about a musical instrument that's shaped like this and you put it up to your teeth?
That's a juice harp.
Okay. How long has it been since you've played one of those?
50 years, I reckon.
Could you have a play like?
Yes, a little bit.
Really? What do they sound like?
Easy to learn, you know.
Are they?
That's pretty easy.
I've never even seen
them. The only thing, you better keep your teeth out of the way, not let that little tongue that's in there to your picking on hit them. It'll hurt so bad you can't hardly stand it.
Uh-huh. Well, does it make a real tune?
Pretty good little tune.
Uh-huh. Well, these days I'm going to have to find one and get somebody to play
with. I wouldn't
play.
Know where in the world to tell you, though, to go and
no,
they're out of date now. You might find one in some stores.
Maybe in an old-time country store somewhere, it might be possible.
You might find one.
What do you call something that children play on that's made with a long board balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end and one sits on the other, and they go up and down?
That's a ridey horse.
Okay. And how about the kind that goes round and round like this?
If it's got so many for them, they have to.
Well, now, does the ridey horse go round and round?
Yes.
Oh. Well, now, what about the kind that doesn't go round and round, but that goes just goes...
That's up? Right. Now, that's a ridey horse.
Which
now, this other one is the merry-go-round.
Oh, okay.
That's
fine.
What they call them.
Fine. What do you call a flat piece of stone that somebody uses to sharpen a knife on?
Grindstone or whetstone.
Okay. Now, will you tell me about some different kinds of wooden fences that people use or used to use in the area?
Yes,
I'm supposed to draw pictures of them, so tell me how they were built by
them. Rail fences.
Okay. And how were they built?
They was crossed on the corners like this, and it was not laid straight. Sometimes it was between posts, but most of the time they was like this.
Uh-huh.
And come here and go that way, you know.
Oh, okay. I think I've got you. And about how many rails high would they be?
About 8 on average.
And about how many feet long were the rails?
The old timers was 10 feet, but they got milled and they cut them. One panel 6 foot and one 10, 6 and 10, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They could build a night fence with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now you said there was another kind, too, besides this kind of zigzag. What was
that? They'd put up posters, two posters, and stick the rails in between them, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just come up with them that way till they build a fence. I've seen a many straight fence built out of rails.
And what were they called? Were they just called straight fences?
Yes, that was a straight fence.
Okay. And I guess that's okay. Now, can you think of any other kinds of wooden fences?
Well, they don't. Finally got taken in some lumber, you know, and built straight fences with that, but nailing it up.
Mm-hmm. And can you think of any other kinds?
Mm-hmm.
Like the kind of fence maybe somebody would put around a garden or a
yes,
garden?
You mean a metal fence or?
No, sir, I'm still thinking about wooden fences.
Oh, I've seen paling fences.
Now, how were they built?
Built, Tom. You put up two bars. One down real low, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then one up here, and then nail the palings on them, up and down.
Okay. And did the palings have points on them, or?
Yes, and they'd be short-topped.
Okay. Now, can you think of any other kinds of wooden fences, or is that pretty well it? The rail fence, and the straight fence, and the paling fence?
No, I don't believe I do.
Okay.